Welcome back to Super Rank. It's been 3 weeks.
That's all right. Stretch it out. There you go.
All right, shake it out. Shake it out. Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for Titano.
He's a monkey.
He's a big monkey.
He's a very large monkey. There are large monkeys. It has been a large amount of time since we recorded one of these sessions. It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
How's your 3 weeks treated you?
It's been busy at the resort. I've been busy with the kids. We have our local Disney store is going out of business, so we took the kids there today to 25% off, and they each got a toy, and school's going in session.
It has been in school,
so we've been doing that thing. And Link has graduated. We got him a bed today, so we'll have to put that together tomorrow.
Nice.
So no more crib. All my babies are out of cribs now.
Nice. I mean, maybe. Maybe you want them where you know that they'll stay where you put them.
That's the thing, he can climb out. I actually took a couple of photos. He's like a monkey. A monkey?
So many monkeys jumping on that bed.
Yeah, you know.
We better call
Colonel
Lane. Tell
the doctor, no more monkeys.
Yeah.
Jumping on that bed.
Well, you can say no more monkeys all you want. We got so many monkeys today, Kenny.
Quite a few monkeys.
We watched Monkey Fun today.
Yes.
Yes, this was a whole thing with Superman, like in the 50s and 60s, those like golden age of comic.
I don't remember this kind of stuff with Superman, but this is everywhere. Still to this day, we have movies with giant monkeys.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was working at the library, I would always shelve the comic books, and they'd have those, like, big, super thick digests of, like, here's the first 10 years of Superman comics, just in this one giant volume. Here you go. And I would flip through those as I was shelving them. And it seemed like every other page there was a giant monkey or a super intelligent monkey or Jimmy Olsen would get turned into a monkey.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure there was a color of kryptonite that turned Superman into a monkey. They were really into monkeys with Superman back in the day. This was very much their episode of paying homage to that very weird era of Superman comics.
Yeah.
So we open up on this airfield. We got jet fighters, clearly military Air Force, and it pans over, and like right next to this giant airfield are just these nice little cookie cutter suburban houses.
Mm-hmm. You would know.
I would, yeah. growing up military, yeah. This was kind of how it was. Like I guess I'm trying to think. I think my dad retired as a lieutenant colonel.
Congrats to you, lieutenant colonel.
Which I can never remember if... I think lieutenant colonel is below a full colonel. So we were always in apartments when we were living on base. We didn't have, like... When you got a nice house, you were living on base, and this clearly was on base still. But maybe that's because the Lane family. By the way, this is 20 years ago.
Yes,
this is
their kids.
Yep. We've got little baby Lois Lane.
That's right,
with her little sister Lucy Lane. Mm-hmm. We won't see any more of her this episode, but I think she does show up later.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, but they're playing around in the backyard of this, you know, little military suburban household. With a freaking monkey, Kenny.
That's right. They got a monkey, and they're singing this nursery rhyme, I think.
Yep. Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop Goes the Weasel. That's what it was.
All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel.
Are you... So, I gotta ask, are you getting your kids up on the nursery rhymes?
No, I sing cartoon songs to them.
Kids don't get nursery rhymes anymore. I was dishing up a bowl of cottage cheese for myself the other day.
Yeah.
And my little niece, who's 8 years old, was asking me, what's that? I said, well, you know, it's like Little Miss Muffet, curds and whey. What? Who? What?
Yeah.
They don't teach kids Little Miss Muffet anymore?
I have never seen that one. I got to be honest. Nah, I see. Everything's for me is a cartoon, like, opening theme song. It's DuckTales, Ghostbusters. I hum the Batman animated series theme song, so...
In 1,000 years, when civilization has collapsed from nuclear war, DuckTales, woo!
Yeah.
That's going to be our future savage descendants living like cavemen in the rubble of society. That's going to be the nursery rhyme that's been passed down through the generations from the before times.
I find myself humming it all the time. It's that DuckTales song. It's a catchy song.
It's a damn catchy song. And now it's in all of our listeners' heads, too.
That's right.
Life is like a hurricane here in Metropolis.
Yes. So the reason why the monkey's there is it was there for, I guess, safekeeping before they were setting up this giant rocket that was going to shoot the monkey in space.
Yes, the rocket, I thought this was cute. The rocket is the Titan Zero.
Yes.
Hence they named the monkey Titano, because that's what it looks like when it's printed on the side of the rocket.
And little baby Lois Lane doesn't want the monkey to go in a spaceship. No. I wonder why.
No, come back. That's my I love that monkey.
She loves the monkey, and the scientist people, they show up, and it's like, it's time. We got to put the monkey in space where it will surely die.
Yep.
But they all lie to the kids.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's going to be fine. You want to come watch the launch? And
you want to watch your monkey die?
Yep. And daddy's boss, this five-star general, says, oh, don't worry, little lady. He's got the brain power of the greatest nation in the world behind him.
Almost immediately, the rocket misfires. It catapults its cockpit. I don't know why, but the monkey's lost in space.
Yep. Bye, monkey.
And little baby Lois Lane is so super sad. Rightfully so.
As anyone would be.
Could you imagine your pup being shot into space in front of your face?
Yeah.
And that rhymed.
It did.
So 20 years later.
Yep, 20 years later, we got Superman. He's out in space. He's got his Superman space suit on. He's punching asteroids today.
That's right. They're going to hit a space station. So Hamilton.
Yep.
He has a little cameo. He says, we need you to punch rocks.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Superman says, sure, I got nothing else going on today. I'll punch some rocks.
Punch a rock in the face.
That space station looks like Deep Space Nine. I love that show. I don't want it to blow up.
That would be a different argument for another time.
It's not my favorite Star Trek. That's Next Generation. But it is a very good Star Trek and may actually be better.
Watch Babylon 5. Anyway,
that is also a very good show, although the first season is shit.
It's a shaky season, but...
And you can't just skip it like in a Star Trek.
No, it's important. You need it.
It's all serialized. It was ahead of its time.
Yes.
Very good show. I'm like the one guy in the world who likes both Babylon 5 and Deep Space Nine.
I picked a side. I'm going Babylon 5.
I mean, I picked a side back in the day, too. I was a DS9 kid. And as an adult, I discovered Babylon 5 and said, you know what? This is real good, too. Yes, they started out with very similar premises, but they diverged and each became their own thing, and it's fine.
But back to Superman. Yay! So Superman's punching the asteroids, but it sets off a chain reaction of more asteroids. Meteorites.
Yes, and the solution, of course, is more punching.
And it works.
It works, but Superman discovers, okay, hey, these asteroid meteors, whatever they are, they're glowing blue, which is weird.
And also there seems to be a little tiny, like a cockpit thing.
Yeah, a little space pod, a little escape pod with a monkey in it, and the monkey's still alive, and it's Titano. It's been 20 years. How did this happen?
We don't know. So Superman brings it back to Earth, and we're going to do some experiments on the monkey. The monkey's very tired.
As you would be if you were stranded in space for 20 long years with nothing to eat or drink.
But it's still alive.
Yep, still alive. Also twice as heavy as when they launched it. Weird.
Yeah.
But probably not a problem. We're going to send it home with Lois.
And yes, Lois Lane shows up, and she's like, hey, remember me? I grew up and got lady parts.
The Titano remembers her. He gives her a big hug. All the scientists are excited. This is the most response he's gotten out of anything. Clearly, we should send him to your apartment.
And we get ourselves a little wacky, zany adventures in babysitting, where the monkey is running amok in Lois's apartment.
Yep, Jimmy Olsen's there. He's taking photos for some hot scoop news story about the monkey that went to space and survived. And Lois, ever one to take advantage, says, hey, Jimmy, I'm a step out. Lois, mommy needs a massage. Will you watch my monkey?
And she bounces, and Jimmy's like, "Oh man!" And that's when the monkey starts to get big.
Yep,
glowing and bigger.
Yep. But we cut away from that. We're back with Superman hanging out with Hamilton and Star Labs, where they're finding this glowy blue gas that's in pockets in the asteroid. This gas make things big.
Anything bigger, including bacteria.
So we got a fun, let's punch some monster bacteria.
Which is cool.
Action. Yeah.
It's gross. It's slimy looking. It's got little tentacles. It's bacteria trying to eat people.
Yeah. Some of them dogpile Superman at one point, and he has to do the, like, blah, and throw them all off of him.
Uses a little heat vision on a few, and Hamilton actually springs into action.
Yeah.
He grabs a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Takes out a bunch of them. Good job, Hamilton.
Yeah, getting in on it. And that's where he examines it and says, this was bacteria. They were in the gas. Oh, dear God. The monkey.
The monkey. We better go find that monkey.
Shoot. Lois is getting a massage.
Yep. She's on the phone with Jimmy, and Jimmy's saying, you got to get back here.
Got a big monkey.
The monkey got very large, and I am afraid, and he is angry because you are not here. And at this point, Jimmy slips on a banana peel.
Yeah.
And falls to his certain doom. And at first, I'm like, fucking shit, OSHA, put a rail on that balcony. In a later shot, we will see that it is only open like that because Titano has smashed the wall. So,
yes.
Okay, I will buy this.
Superman comes, saves the day, saves Jimmy. The monkey starts getting even bigger and breaks through the apartment. Lois Lane shows up and goes, dear God!
Yep. And we are treated to this giant monkey rampaging through the zoo.
Which is a cool-looking zoo.
Yeah.
That design of that zoo, I was like, let's make zoos look like that.
It's a pretty alright zoo.
It's futuristic-looking, but nostalgic at the same time. It's kind of like a Tomorrowland in Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. Very San Diego Zoo meets Disney World.
And there's little monkeys in cages, and the big monkey, Titano, he lets them get free.
Yep.
They run amok. Kids are yelling.
Yep. The monkeys get a hold of a control panel and release the lions, because why wouldn't they?
And lions automatically are hungry all the time.
All the time. And they're certainly not just like house cats, but larger and sleep 21 hours a day.
Did you ever see the movie Eraser?
No.
This is totally off subject, but there's a scene.
Oh, well, let's not talk about it then. We never go off subject.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's cornered by some bad guys. He shoots a glass that's in a zoo area. Alligators come out, and they immediately start eating the bad guys. And as a kid, even as a kid, I was like, I don't think that would happen.
No.
So,
zoo animals get fed quite well, as it turns out.
But that's what I was thinking when the lions escaped. They immediately were like, you want to murder?
Oh, let's murder some children.
So Superman shows up, puts those lions in a cage, saves the day.
Yep. Our lovely monkey gets away again, gets to the docks, where he gets into it with the only force more powerful than Superman in Metropolis. It's Bibble the Sailor.
Hey, Shoulder.
Now he's upset and he tells the monkey so, you know, stop that cheetah.
Yeah, you are a bad monkey and I will smack you in the nose with this newspaper.
That's right, but he must not have drank his magic soda. Because the monkey throws him onto a garbage ship.
I should have had your spinach there, Bibbo.
Yeah, well,
how are you going to be a strong sailor man without that spinach?
Get your comic relief of the goo on his face because he's in the garbage and it's yucky.
Yep.
Kids laugh.
Yep. Good old Titano goes to an amusement park where he's very traumatized by the rocket ship ride.
Yep.
This is making him a scared.
And he starts freaking out. Cops show up. They've got dart guns.
Yep.
But the dart guns do nothing.
Nope. And they say, well, we've got these choppers with gas, but he keeps moving and he needs to stand still long enough for us to dose him with the gas or it won't work.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Lois is on the case. She brings Titano's favorite toy, Beppo the Monkey,
yep,
which plays Pop Goes the Weasel. It's what they were playing with in the flashback. And she There's a little sequence where she and Jimmy have to root through a bunch of lost in a big pile of generic monkey toys, which are nearly identical, but they don't have a fez and they don't play Pop Goes the Weasel.
But she finds it and she gets onto a microphone announcement.
Yeah, loudspeaker here at this carnival.
Oh yeah, there's a Ferris wheel that gets knocked over and Superman's got to save that.
Yep.
And but using the music, it calms the monkey, and the choppers come in and gas the monkey.
Yeah, now he's a sleepy monkey, giving everyone plenty of time to relocate him to, well, first, I presumably to get him back to Star Labs, because Superman says it's cool. Hamilton figured out how to stop the growth spurts. Yep. Off screen, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're going to put him on this island. He's going to be like King Kong. Mm-hmm. He's going to, when predators are threatening his small monkey friends, he will show up as large monkey and save them, and it'll be good for everyone.
He's got a little necklace around him, which is the toy.
Yep.
Beppo.
Yeah. Beppo.
And Lois says goodbye, and Superman and Lois, they fly off, and that's the end.
Yep. Thus ends Monkey Fun.
Yeah.
Kenny, how on a scale of one to the whole barrel, how much Monkey Fun was this episode?
I did not really enjoy this episode. it's got an audience, and I'm not one of them. I didn't hate it, but I could definitely skip this one next time.
I enjoyed this episode for what it was. It was definitely, you know, real thin, not a lot. The plot was large monkey smash town, but it was fun. It had a lot of cute little asides. It was it was acceptable, just silly, goofy, campy Superman to me.
It's a forgettable episode, but it's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
I mean, if you ask me, would you like to see Superman fight a giant monkey today? Absent any compelling reason why not, I'm probably going to say, sure, that sounds like a way to kill 22 minutes.
Why not?
Yeah, but if there's only one thing I like more than monkeys, it's fucking
science. Yes! Yeah!
I'm a disciple of science.
All right. It's been a minute.
Yep. We got. It might take a second for the old science machine to boot up here. It's gone cold.
I see the spinning logo of the Apple computer.
Yeah. So it's we adjusted the logo so that when it spins like that, it forms a monkey face.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And when you film it with a 35mm camera, because of the rate at which the wheels spin, it looks like the monkey's winking at you.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, it's like a flip book in wheel form because it's the science machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, while we're doing that, let's get a little comfortable. Let's put those lab coats on.
Yeah, but let's take them pantses
off. Woo!
You think a monkey's going to wear pants to do science?
That
He's
monkey
in space?
Was not wearing pants.
No.
Wait, he did wear a spacesuit in
he
space.
Did. But it's a onesie, you know? I don't think that counts as pants.
Do you think he had a diaper on?
You know what? He seemed like a very intelligent monkey. I think that he had a catheter that he could insert and detach himself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's why you got to send a monkey and not some lower life form that wouldn't be able to use its own catheter.
I wonder what the science was for shooting the monkey in space.
You know, for that to happen, I would have to do research, and Lord knows I didn't do that today.
All righty. Enough said.
Yep. What hasn't been said enough today, or at all, is the reading of this list, which currently has 22 entries on it.
Okay. Here we go. Mixed Pixelated, Last Son of Krypton, Target, Little Piece of Home, Prometheon, Identity Crisis, Brand New Metropolis, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Blast from the Past, Tools of the Trade, Solar Power, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Feeding Time, Speed Demons, Main Man, Livewire, Tubes of Crowd, Double Dose, Action Figures, Mummies Alive, Rah, 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 Rah.
Well done,
Woo!
Sir.
Woo!
Is this episode, Monkey Fun, better or worse than number 20, Double Dose? That's Livewire and Parasite. That one wasn't bad, although it is number 20 out of this 22. But I think the monkey
is better. Yeah.
Yeah. Something tells me, I don't know if we'll have to knife fight over it, but something tells me as we climb higher on this list, it's going to be more of a discussion.
Right.
All right. In that case, is Monkey Fun better or worse than number 5, our other monster movie, Prometheon?
No.
No. I concur.
That's funny. That's another big city smash up thing. Okay.
Yeah, I think that one, this one had sort of the same thing going on, where for long stretches it would have little to no dialogue, but I think Promethean did it better.
Yes.
And it was definitely better animated, I will say.
TMS.
Yeah, this was a Don Yang joint, and it was fine, mostly. Although, did you notice the family at the zoo?
Eyes?
Yeah. The dad had this long shot. It's like one of those, you know, you'll see people sharing screenshots of, you see it with Naruto a lot. They'll take still frames of animated shows, like pick that weird in-between frame of a really smoothly animated sequence that if you freeze frame it at exactly the right time, it makes the characters look like a wall-eyed derp.
Yeah.
It was like that, except they had no excuse. It held on that derp shot like five straight
seconds.
I'm
glad we were both noticed that.
Yeah.
Ow, Val.
Oh, well, it's fine. Everybody, you know what? Don Yang has given us some real good animation over the years. Yeah. This just wasn't one of their stronger episodes.
Just one little itty-bitty nitpick.
Yeah, it's fine. We still love you, Don Yang. But not enough to rate you above Promethean.
I concur.
Don Yang has worked directly with TMS. They know who's the student and who's the master in that relationship. All right, in that case, is Monkey Fun More or Less Fun than number 11, Tools of the Trade?
And that's the one where we get Apocalypse introduced at the end.
Yeah, yeah, had Apocalypse and Darkseid, had Bruno Mannheim getting silly alien weapons from, what was his name? The bowl cut guy.
Fancy schmancy looking guy.
Yeah, he was dressed like a Ren Fair guy at the end, and it was great.
I don't remember. But I'm gonna go with the Tools of the Trade.
I'm gonna concur. I think Monkey Fun might have been more like Tools of the Trade kinda got a little slow in the middle there, but I think if only for that ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I concur. In that case, is Monkey Fun More or Less Fun than number 13, My Girl?
That was the Crypt.
That was Lana Lang dating Lex Luthor and trying to spy on him.
That's right. No, I like that one better.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and concur. I found myself not liking Lana Lang much, but there was a... There was some intrigue going on there, and some character dynamics.
Love triangle stuff, and everybody's kind of like secretly behind each other's back.
Yeah, and she got under Luthor's skin, which not everybody is able to do.
And there was that liquid molten.
Yeah, molten lead. Yeah, that was real pretty. Yeah, that was another TMS joint.
Yep, there you go.
So yeah, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and concur. Is Monkey Fun More or Less Fun than number 15, Feeding Time?
And that was the introduction of Parasite.
Yeah.
I liked his origin.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jimmy kind of got to be the hero.
Yeah. Jimmy was in this episode, but it felt like you didn't need him.
No.
I feel like he's still largely a character that the show is struggling to justify. Mm. Like, he's often there, but that might be the only one where he was actually did something useful for the plot.
Yeah.
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 I'll concur. Okay. I think we're getting real close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll concur. I'll give it to, Feeding Time. Is Monkey Fun More or Less Fun than number 16, Speed Demons?
No. You gotta team up with the Flash.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That a big killer whale jumped over them while they were running across water.
And while Weather Wizard is kind of a weird villain, he was voiced pretty well by Miguel Ferreira.
Yeah, yeah. He was what you needed. Like, yeah. I'm not going to hold Weather Wizard being a weird, campy villain against that episode when it's up against an episode that is called Monkey Fun and is exactly what you would expect.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'll concur. All right. In that case, is Monkey Fun More or Less Fun than number 19, Two's a Crowd?
Oh, that's the introduction of the two Kryptonians.
No, that was Parasite and Man What Lives in Parasite Brain.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I think Monkey Fun's more fun.
I agree. Like, that one had more stakes, but stakes really wasn't what this one was about.
Kind of, yeah. I'm tired of the pair-ups with Parasite.
Yeah, it's weird how it's always seems to be Parasite that comes out of the bag when they do those grab two random action figures episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really holds up to that frequent a use.
I concur.
All right. In that case, is Monkey Fun more or less fun than number 18, Livewire?
Lori Petty, she was a very good voice actress for that role.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I found myself looking at my watch a little during Livewire at times. Like, okay, they're at the dam. We all know what needs to happen.
Water, yeah.
And Monkey Fun, like, definitely, I talk a lot about, this seems like maybe not quite enough plot. It's stretched kind of thin. And this was definitely that. But I feel like this was one of those, like, let's let the storyboard artists have fun with it. It felt like everybody involved in making this episode was having fun the whole time.
Yeah, and I like the design of that zoo. I'll concur.
Yeah, all right. In that case, we have but one more decision left to make. Is Monkey Fun more or less fun than number 17, The Main Man, Parts 1 and 2, Lobo?
Lobo, well, it is a two-parter.
Yeah.
First part's okay.
Yeah.
The second part's not bad. It's just not as fun as the first part.
Yeah. That's hard. I think if you could just cherry pick the best parts out of parts 1 and 2, you could make a pretty good, like, 25, 26 minute episode, which of course they weren't allowed to do back then. Nowadays, in the golden age of streaming,
yeah,
they can make things whatever length they need to be. Back then, it's like, no, you have exactly 22 minutes.
We gotta sell cereal.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the highs of The Main Man are higher, but it's less consistent throughout.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably still give it to The Main Man, though.
It was a good performance by was it Brad Garrett?
Yeah. Yeah, he fights a sandworm and makes Superman a belt out of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. Well, in that case, that's going to put Monkey Fun at the new number 18 spot, just below Main Man and just above Livewire.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And this is another one of our two-part recording sessions. We already know what we're recording for next week.
Yes.
It is Ghost in the Machine.
Yes.
Yes. How much do we want to say about it? I guess there is something of a twist, which I got entirely spoiled for me, in case you couldn't guess it from the title.
Honestly, yeah, the title alone kind of gives it...
Okay, it's Brainiac.
Yeah. This is technology, so technology doesn't always go the way it should.
Yeah, also, if you remember where we last left Brainiac, which was uploaded into LexCorp's computer system, you probably knew that this plot was a-coming.
Yeah.
But there might be some twists and turns to how it plays out, so we'll have to find out next week.
That's right.
All right, but in the meantime, what you can do until next week is, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet? You can
find me at Weisky TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCrayton. And you can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/BatRankings. You can leave us a voice message if you want. You could subscribe on your podcatcher of choice if that's your thing. Or you could pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month, which Garrett Parzynski did.
Okay.
Thank you, Garrett Parzynski, and that means I owe you a limerick.
Hello, how are you? I'm Nick, here to teach you a fun little trick. To have a good time when writing a rhyme, try writing your own limerick.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I'm going to get a soda because it takes a while.
I got to go to my happy place. I got to go to my limerick zone. This one is for Garrett Parzynski. His behavior's a little bit risky. When there's an explosion, he'll cause a commotion, demanding the house's best whiskey.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. In my head canon, Garrett, takes a shot for an explosion.
Thank you, Garrett. Yeah. We appreciate it. That's very nice of you, sir. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Garrett. And we also have a voice message, but let's save that for next week. Let's
space it
out a little.
All
yeah.
right, cool.
That'll be next week. So join us for a message from next week. We will have a message from Aaron Miller.
Okay.
And also from Brainiac with Ghosts in the Machine.
Nice.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.